Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, it's American Uck Radio Saturday edition. Hello, Mojo 5-0. As y'all well know, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Uckers. Happy, happy Saturday, everybody. It's the 120th day with 245 still to go in 2022. Today is National First Ladies Day. That honors the all First Ladies of the United States, commemorates the founding of the First Lady upon President George Washington's inauguration, April 30th, 1789. Martha Washington became a First Lady of the United States that day. She and all those who followed in her footsteps have played a role in molding our nation, modeling it like clay. It's National Kiss of Hope Day that encourages couples and parents to express their love for one another. Aww. It's National Rebuilding Day that encourages organizations and volunteers to pick up their tools and roll up their sleeves. On this day and over the weekend, thousands of volunteers joined together to provide much-needed and sometimes critical and life-saving repairs for vulnerable families in various communities. Hey, y'all can come on down here to my house. It's also National Sarcoidosis Day, and I say that wrong every time, and that raises awareness about a non-contagious immune-system disease. While most commonly found in the lungs, sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease that can affect any part of the body, inside or out. It's National Adopt a Pet Shelter Day, so go out and adopt yourself a whole pet and shelter it. It raises awareness for thousands of pets that are waiting for adoption from the shelters. It's also National Honesty Day that challenges us to be truthful in all we do. I'm short, fat, and funny looking, what can I say? This observance encourages truthfulness. See, I told you so. Whether we're conducting business or speaking with our children, honesty goes a long way towards instilling a confidence. Rewind the music. And still in confidence, scroll down to the next one. There's a bunch of days today. It's National Military Brats Day that honors the children of military personnel. About one in 25 Americans is a military brat. Since the Department of Defense did not keep a precise records of military personnel's children, no one knows the exact number. Nonetheless, those children make up a cultural group whose members live in all 50 states, in most American territories, and innumerable foreign countries. Yeehaw, military regrets. It's National Preparation Day. No, not Preparation H. That's so you sit more comfortably. The day reminds us that crises happen suddenly. Being prepared needs to happen now, not later. Preparedness Day offers tools and resources for communities and citizens that help them to prepare their businesses, families, schools, and in the event of a disaster. Large or small, it takes members of the community getting involved to help keep a crisis from turning into a tragedy. It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. I don't think Whiskey Six needs to worry about that one, or Ron Phillips, or Mr. Brad Staggs. That honors hairstylists everywhere who make artful hairstyles possible. A talented hairstylist will not only make you look good, but also make you feel good. Reach around and give me a hand, run, sure. And this day also celebrates the uniqueness of all styles of hair, upper or lower, I'm guessing. It's also a National Sense of Smell Day. Wear your deodorant. That celebrates one of the five senses. Our sense of smell is more than a way to know when dinner is ready. It also plays a role in early warning system, triggers memories, and interacts with our other senses. It's National Pool Opening Day, and that encourages pool owners across the country to prepare their swimming pools for a summer of fun, fitness, and enjoyment. Swimming pools offer many benefits, including physical exercise, social interactions, and psychological benefits. Exercising in swimming pools allows us to do many different things that are difficult on land, like a handstand. I can do it in the water, but I can't do it on the dirt. And the water makes us buoyant, so we don't put as much strain on our joints. Well, yeah, if you keep them rolled, they should keep working anyway. What happened to the music? It turned off and went away again. Let me restart it again. There we go. Should be running in the background. It also creates resistance, so every move becomes more of a workout. Another benefit is the cooling effects of water. It's also National Bugs Bunny Day that commemorates the date the famous bunny first appeared in the short film in 1938. Bugs Bunny created memorable roles in Looney Tunes and Merry Melody cartoons produced by Warner Brothers. Wow, that was a mouthful. It's National Bubble Tea Day. In the 1980s, the Taiwanese developed a beverage combining the freshness of natural tea, the wholesome creaminess, where's the bell, of milk, and the fun of delicious bubbles. What? The bubbles, also known as boba, or pearls, are made from tapioca. Ooh, I love tapioca pudding. And complements any drink, no matter what it is. Yeah, no, I'm not putting tapioca in my Coke. Coke's supposed to have cocaine in it. I think that's what Elon Musk is going to do. It's also National Raisin Day. Raisins are tiny sun-dried grapes. While sunlight dries most grapes naturally in vineyards, some are mechanically dehydrated. Oh, no figure. You think sun-made makes all of them raisins outside? It rains too much. It's also National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Oatmeal cookies have been around since the 1800s. The cookies quickly became popular, and by the early 1900s, a recipe for the delicious treats appeared on containers of Quaker Oats. It's day 778 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who was on last night. What do you call a woman who sets fire to all her bills? Bernadette. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where did it go? Oh, Bernadette. I thought of Peters. And the song ran out again. Man, there was a lot of national days today. Ooh. I think it was like 15 of them. How long have we been running now? We've been on 7 minutes and a half, and we haven't done a single song, just the daily hello. And since that has completed, hello, everybody. I'm your host, Leprechaun. This is the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday Show right here on American Rock Radio, mojo50.com, don't you know. And Miss Rocky and I were talking yesterday. It's Miss Rocky with an I. She said, boy, you know, it'd be nice to hear some 90s music. And I went, 90s music. I happen to have a whole bunch of 90s music on the hard drive. So what I did is I clicked on, opened up the 90s and started with 1990. And I think I made it all the way to 93 with the songs that we came up with for today's show. And blame it all on Miss Rocky with an I. It was her fault. She wanted 90s. So to, you know, me, I like to satisfy my listening audience and fans. So you guys wanted it. You got it, Toyota. It's about what it seems like. So let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday. And in this first set, there is Paula Abdul and Janet Jackson to the tunes, My Friends and Family. And we're making it a happy, happy, joy, joy, 90s kind of day to the tune.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I'm serious. Cause opposites are opposites. It ain't fiction. You know it's a fact.
It's a fact.
We come together as an opposite to opposite.
You know, I'll bet if they went over to mojolaserpros.com, yeah, that's mojolaserpros.com. If they went over there, and because that's your portal to Romika Designs, I bet you Romika Designs over there could make you that black cat. You could wear it as a necklace or a bracelet or have it put on the wall or maybe have it made into one of those spiffy, nifty roses that they're making right now. So get on over there to mojolaserpros.com. And check on that there black cat. See if they got one for you. And just like Miss Janet did. And this is, I'm a leprechaun. This is Rock'em Sock'em Saturday on American Duck Radio right here on Mojo. And we're doing 90s this week. So I guess I should hush in my mouth because we're burning up the clock quick and we got lots of songs left. All right. How about some Heavy D and the Boys along with CC Music? Music Factory. They should make you move your feet right there in your seat to the tunes.
The whole New York City. I said I love you to death, but you don't stop and you don't quit. You got to keep on with back with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt through the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
Now, if everybody's dancing, you're either going to need energy to dance, you know, from eating, or maybe energy from coffee. And if you drink coffee, the only coffee there is American Pride Roasters. And that's, you can find over at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. They've got the Frederick Douglass, the Donut Hole, the Bacon Blast, Uranus Hertz. I mean, they've got Brad's Brown Bag. For some reason, I can never get that title to come out. Not his brown bag, but being able to say it, that's terrible. So get on over to AmericanPrideRoasters.com and check you out some coffee and see what you can find, because, man, they got all kinds of it. And you're going to be roasting here real soon if you didn't start. I saw a tweet the other day. I don't recall whether it said he was preparing to start or if he had started. I suffer from terminal CRS, so me quoting it one way or another would really be a misnomer, because I honestly and gauchously, I don't remember. I wish that I did. But all you got to do is go over there to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Oh, man, it's some of the best coffee you'll ever put across your tonsils. And that isn't a lie. They've got some great stuff. And tea, if you're not a coffee drinker, hey, go check out the tea. They had tea, too. Tea, too? Tea for two, and two for me, or knee for you, and three for me. How'd that song go? Something like that. I know there was a song that everybody used to, I know Miss Debbie hated this broad.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, tell me, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Yay, of course they've had fun at play. I mean, the music hasn't been bad for the 90s. It's Miss Rocky's fault. She's the one that picked out the 90s. And let's see, of course, there's, you know, family, my cousins. There's Marlene and Jennifer. And oh, hey, Jen, thanks for catching Sunday Long Live last week. For you, that's, let's see, you're on the left coast. And for me, it's 5 o'clock. So that would make it, wow, 3 in the morning. Woo-wee. And Jennifer, you're a lovely, lovely, lovely cousin. Thank you, cuz, for getting up so early. There's Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky. Hey, guys, you know what? Oh, and I can't forget my brother Brad. And there's David and Steven, Matt, and all of us are all getting together. We're having a family reunion, and it's 60... Oh, sugars. Why do I always forget when I get ready to go on air? 65. It's like it's you know, we're 2-digit midgets. We're getting so close. Let's see. Oh, hey, you can't forget Dammit with Beaver today at 5 p.m. Eastern, right after us here. Well, you got Bells, and then, yeah, you got Miss Holly coming on right there at 5 p.m. Yeah, that's right. And what is Dammit with Beaver talking about this week? I inquired that very question, and she said, you'll have to tune in to find out. So just like me, we're all going to have to log in to Dammit with Beaver at 5 p.m. to see what she's going to play. And let's see, who do we have? There's more of my family. There's Jen and Bob and Allie and Chet. Hey, guy. Well, not Chet's family. Well, he's a nice guy, but like family. But Jen and Bob and Allie. Fred and Emily. Hi, guys. There's Robert and Jason and Magneto and Mojo Jedi and Diana and Mikey and Becca and Brecca and Kim Gummy and Jack Hole Lazarus and another Jason and Carla and New York Crafting Gay Farmer, our own little blue alien there, Miss Audrey. There's Rick and Kathy and Chelsea and Knights Husseini. Hello, Knights. Hope you're having a great day. Let's see. We said Fraud and Emily. There's Chelsea and Liz and Sue and Olga. Hi, Olga, way up there in Maine. Hello to you. Lenny and Kevin, who log in now too. Yay. Melissa's. Hi, guys. There's Michelle and Mallory and Kelly and Nikki and Rocky and Jennifer and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky and Brad. Oh, I'm going over that list again. Where did I leave off? Robert, Danny, Timmy Klopp, Erica, hi, hon. Peyton, who does her artwork, Ethan up in Chicago, Cincinnati, that's WKRP. There's Lynn and Tommy are coming to visit. My gals, Debbie and Linda, hello, ladies, and Sarah, and our very own little Miss Jamie. And let's see, what is it we're talking about tomorrow? Jamie and I do Ain't You a Peach, if you guys didn't know already. And Ain't You a Peach tomorrow is going to be a carryover from Miss Rhea's question on Sunday Long Live, because, well, we had a plethora of information about that particular topic, and alas, we didn't have enough time on Sunday Long Live at 6 a.m. to finish discussing the topic. So at 12 p.m. right there on Ain't You a Peach on YouTube's, we discussed it in further length and gave you more details than we had time for on that set. That was so much fun to do. Not sure what we're doing next week. It might be a carryover from the Conspiratorium Consultants file of the week. So we don't know what we'll speak about until we get there. All right, how about tunages? I've been running off at the gummages. Let me see. We've got 22 minutes of music left, and we're at 34 into the show, so 30, so 20. It might be close. We might squeeze all these songs in, and then I might be so full of fecal material my eyes are brown. But if they turn blue, it probably means I'm a quart low and I should probably be fed some more governmental information. Oh, I mean bullcrap. I mean, stuff from the government. Make my eyes turn brown again. All right, how about some tunes, and I will hush up on my tonsils from babbling at all of yous. Oh, God. Great English, too. Maybe I should try schooling. Is that with a K? This set, Nirvana and Metallica. Now, the Metallica song, I really like this one. And we're still in the early 90s. We haven't gotten out of 92 yet. And I don't think the rest of the show, I don't think we'll make it out of the 90s, you know, to the mid-90s. I think 92 is about as late as we're going to get. So without me running off into gums any more than I already have, because, well, let's face it, I do that really easily. And let's do some tunages, shall we? Nirvana and Metallica. Like I say, this Metallica song, I usually play with Breaking the Law because they go together for a set. But I didn't see it in my list up to 92, so alas, I stuck it with Nirvana. And I swapped it out. I had Lithium. Yeah, I think that was it, Lithium. But it was a little kind of mellowish, so I swapped it off for this Nirvana that everybody will know because it's the one that Weird Al made a parody of. So, Nirvana, Metallica, away we go. We'll be right back. No, Exit Hair. That's right. Now, I wonder if they went over to MyPillow.com. That's right. If they went over to MyPillow.com and over about three tabs, you know, there on that page, and then down about three boxes where it says Radio Specials, and click there. And when you go to checkout, use the promo code Mojo50, and you can save yourself like 66% on some of that stuff over there at Mike Lindell's site. That's right. So get on over to MyPillow.com and save. Well, we're running out of time. There's like 10-ish minutes, and I've got 12 in the queue for songs. All right, let's see if we can't squeeze another set in. I've got Crisscross and En Vogue for you on this Giddy Up Go Round to the Tunes. Hey. And the rest will follow all the way over to My Patriot Supply. See, you can get your 3-month, 6-month, 4-month supply. Use the promo code MOJO50. We're about out of show, unfortunately. And we still got one left in the queue. So how about if I start it, and then when we get too close, I'll come on in and say goodbye to the last one in the queue for today. My friends, we're out of time again this week. Stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. And we'll do it all over again next week. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.